To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Well, howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of December, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. How would you like to get behind the wheel of a Sony car? Well, technically it's a Vision, but it's still by Sony. Now, those of you are saying, well, wait a minute, I've heard Sony was doing a car a few years ago. And that's true. But they're back again. And of course, they're back at CES, basically doing an updated version of their electric car that it revealed about 2 years ago. This new prototype is called the Vision S02. So not a lot of thought went into the name before they unveiled it anyways. But it is Sony's new sedan electric vehicle. And when I mean electric vehicle, now I'm not just talking about the engine here. I mean, there's like sensors all over this thing. There's even LiDAR sensors for its driver assistance system. Plus, there's actually 5G connectivity on board as well. Now, the Vision S2, like we said, prototype, though Sony says they have big ambitions to become a dominant player in the electric vehicle industry. So much so that they've spun off their own company, Sony Mobility Incorporated. So how long do we think it's going to be before the Vision S actually comes to a dealership near you? Well, I hope you haven't been holding your breath for those last 2 years. You might want to go ahead and start breathing now, because we still got no street date for the Sony Vision S vehicle. Staying with CES, because why not? Samsung really got into CES this year, particularly with its TVs. Yeah, they actually introduced a number of new features that are coming to its 2022 TV sets, including, yes, a gaming hub. Apparently, this is Samsung's version of to compete with Apple Arcade. Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard, should it? Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. Now, the gaming hub is part of the all-new Discovery platform, allowing Samsung TV users to play console-quality games through the integration with streaming services. Yes, console-quality games. How's that happening? Well, that's because Samsung partnered with NVIDIA and even Google. And apparently, the upcoming service will support GeForce Now, Stadia, and PC game streaming. Although, we didn't really get all those juicy details behind that, particularly the PC gaming. Now, on top of the gaming service, it will also facilitate easy access to YouTube for game discovery, and of course, watch YouTube streamers playing games. Now, if games ain't your thing, there are some other features for you too. There's an integrated NTF platform app that's designed to actually allow users to discover, purchase, and trade digital artwork. Plus, there's supposed to be better picture quality, as there should be. They're brand new, right? And even additional screen sizes. How big? Well, all the way up to 110 inches if your wall can handle it. Not to mention your wallet, too. We mentioned this on Monday's show about Google's Pixel bugs, and they weren't pushing out updates because you couldn't dial 911 or 999 with Teams installed. Well, apparently, yes, they've started bringing that update to older Pixel devices to fix that bug between the Android OS and the Microsoft Teams. Now, it was affecting only devices with Android 10 or later, and affected Teams when you had it installed but you weren't signed in. Currently, now it's available on devices running Android 12, including the Pixel 3 and up. And Google says they're hard at work trying to get it for the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. But unfortunately, yeah, it's still not there yet. There are, however, though, other security fixes that you might want to get installed. That's for devices running Android 11 and above. But again, not yet for the Pixel 6. Apparently, Google wants to package that all in together, so get you all updated and get you on your way. And finally, all right, hands up out there. How many of you been naughty watching Popcorn Time? Come on, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, did you wake up today and go, oh man, what's up? Well, that's because Popcorn Time is no longer popping. Yep, that's right. Popcorn Time has now joined all those other long lists of services out there that weren't exactly on the legal side. Yeah, it is officially gone. And those of you unfamiliar with what Popcorn Time was and living under a rock, well, basically Popcorn Time was the illegal Netflix. Now, most people heading on over to Popcorn Time, they're greeted with a large banner saying RIP and the site's logo, and then with a dead expression. Funny enough, though, it doesn't appear that somebody forced them offline. It's like they did it on their own. There's also a graph showing the interest over time and how it's going down, meaning it seems more people are opting to go the legal route instead of the illegal one. Now, actually, there's no official announcement that it actually is dead. But one thing's for certain, though, the service is definitely not up and running. And by the looks of it, it ain't coming back. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the new show? We could use your support. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Your support each and every month ensures us that we can stay on the air and keep giving you all the best technology news day in and day out. Hey, don't forget to also check out the British Tech Network official page over there at Facebook at British Tech Network. We're officially on Twitter, too, at British Tech. Or come on over to our official community. That's usually where great conversations are going on, and we want you to join in today. So head over there now to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back with your FRIDAY edition. Tomorrow we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.